It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Why are so many people sailing at half-mast these days? And worse yet, how many of them have been living that way for so long, they don't remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like? I mean, too many individuals suffer from a condition. It's a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, they don't know any other way to be. Well, hopefully not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body and one mind at a time. You are going to want to glue yourself to whatever device you are listening to this show with today, because this is going to be one of the most interesting topics with a guest that we've had on a couple of times before. But listen, we have a very, very big problem with our society. It's of epidemic proportions, and that's why today's show is of utmost importance. We're talking about cancer. Cancer may presently be the second leading cause of death in North America. However, if the trend doesn't change anytime soon, it's expected to infect 50% of the population within the next 10 to 20 years. That's one in two people. Think about that. In the United States alone, nearly 600,000 people succumb to this disease every year, and in Canada, it's nearly 3,000 people that are diagnosed with cancer almost every single week. Needless to say, cancer is one of the most feared of all diseases, and although the statistics that I just mentioned are staggering, there's a lot you can do to reduce your risk of developing this disease. The key is simply having the right information and then obviously applying it. Well, that is what we're going to be concentrating on today. Perhaps more than any other, cancer is a disease of the cells. More specifically, it's a disease that results from a problem within the cellular metabolism. And the normal life cycle of a healthy cell involves a very controlled process. However, a cancer cell is a cell that no longer functions within normal controls. And due to that fact, it undergoes unrestricted growth. Cancer has one goal and one goal alone, to survive, and to survive at all costs, even at the expense of the host. That's you and me. Early last century, Nobel laureate Dr. Otto Warburg observed that tumor cells thrive in an oxygen-deprived environment. In a lecture to Nobel laureates, and this happened in 1966, Dr. Warburg stated that in order to prevent cancer, we have to preserve high blood oxygen levels. Of course, he also advised avoiding known carcinogens, which isn't easy in a world that produces over 600 billion pounds of synthetic chemicals every year. Today on Transforming Health, what if the medical establishment didn't want you to know about promising alternative therapies for cancer? And what if we've known about these therapies since the beginning? I mean, all along, but they and the professionals who promote them have been silenced and even ridiculed by the very agencies that are put in place to, well, to protect us. Worse yet, what if the standard conventional treatments for cancer, things like chemotherapy and radiotherapy, the very treatments we trust our cancer specialists with, what if they caused more harm than good? You're about to hear a lot of disturbing, very eye-opening information about cancer and the way it's treated today, and ways in which we can avoid it once and for all. This is going to be a very controversial show, I'll warn you right now. And let's get started. I mean, we've got a lot of information to cover. After losing several family members to cancer, including both of his parents, today's guest made it his life mission to share a remarkable discovery he made during years of research for his book. The vast majority of all diseases, including cancer, can be easily prevented and even cured without drugs or surgery. Please welcome freedom advocate, cancer researcher, and author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. We've got Ty Bollinger with us today. Ty, how are you feeling?
Brad, I'm great today. Thank you so much for having me on today, brother. It's good to be back.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've had a lot of requests for you. I want to dive right into it here, Ty. You know, is it just me or why do we not hear about any of these alternative physicians, MD, ND, DC? I mean, there are so many initials, obviously. But why do we not hear any of the ones that have been treating and curing cancer? You know, last time I checked, all of them were persecuted, prosecuted, ridiculed, lost their license. You never hear from them again. They become obscure. What the heck is going on here?
Yeah, great way to start the interview here. And I guess the reason that we don't hear about them anymore is because a lot of them have seen the pattern in the past with what happens to folks that cancer naturally that become more visible. I mean, you look at what's happened to Dr. Brzezinski just as one example. And so a lot of doctors now are underground. They're treating cancer secretly. they're not out there in the public eye, and you just kind of have to be, it's almost like a black market of treatments that are going on now, because they know that if they become more visible, like Brzezinski has become, they're going to be persecuted, they're going to be targeted by the FDA and the other alphabet agencies, and they're going to have a lot of calamities come upon them. And so a lot of doctors now are practicing and still treating and effectively treating cancer naturally. You just don't hear a lot about them anymore because they've gone underground.
Right, and so here's the thing. I mean, you've obviously uncovered a lot of research regarding, I guess, censorship, in a sense. That's what you're talking about here when it comes to these so-called alternative treatments. And a lot of the censorship is coming from what you call the medical mafia, the government. You know, someone famous once said that disease is too big a business not to be subsidized by the government. Is that what you feel is happening here with cancer? It's just too big a business to stop?
Oh, it is. It's a huge cash cow. It's a trillion-dollar business. Look at, just for instance, the ACS, the American Cancer Society. They're the largest non-religious charity in the world. In 2011, revenues were almost $1.5 billion for the ACS, and only 16% of that, Brad, went into cancer patient and treatment programs. The other 84% went into expensive research programs for pharmaceutical drugs and bureaucratic overhead that paid their board of directors and executives. The president of the ACS in 2011 made over $2 million.
See,
so
and
it's a
isn't
huge
that
business.
Absolutely crazy? I mean, people come to your door and they ask you, you know, to contribute, obviously, to these so-called nonprofit organizations to help cure cancer. And we've been doing this for, you know, years upon years upon years. I mean, first of all, are we getting any closer to a so-called cure by conventional medicine?
Well, here's the problem. No, we're not by conventional medicine. And the problem is because scientists for conventional research still define cancer as a disease. But cancer's not contagious. I mean, it doesn't have an incubation period. There's no foreign invaders that have been identified for cancer. Cancer is not really a disease. You can't catch it. It's a symptom of an inefficient immune system and poor cellular communication. So they haven't even defined cancer properly, so you can't even, if you don't know what the problem is, you can't cure it. So until they realize that cancer is a symptom of an inefficient immune system and of cellular communication that has gone wrong, we will never cure cancer conventionally. And so that's why it's so important to talk about things like strengthening and optimizing the immune system, to talk about products that do that, to talk about your beta-glucan products and your immune-stimulating products and your inositol and other products that stimulate the immune system so that it can function properly the way it was designed to. And then if that is happening in your body, cancer will not be a problem.
Okay, so we're talking about, obviously, let's prevent the problem before it occurs, but, you know, and we are going to concentrate a lot on that when we come back. We've only got a few minutes here in this segment. Ty, I want to talk about, you know, those people out there that are obviously already experiencing cancer within their lives. You know, you have a whole history of cancer with your family. As you know, you and I have spoken about that. I also lost both my parents and grandparents, and, you know, the list just goes on and on. You and I have a lot in common in that area. So
yeah.
We need to also talk about, what do we do? What kind of hope can we give the people that are experiencing the big C right now? And let's start there. Let's start with the people that, number one, have been led to believe that they have no other alternative but to undergo one of the big three. So let's talk about, what is the big three, and why are people told by their physicians that there is no other alternative other than one of those big three.
Right. Yeah. Big three in my book, the way that I define it is the big three are chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. That's the big three treatments that your conventional cancer doctor is going to tell you are your only hope. That's your only treatment options. Bottom line, Brad, big lie. Not your only options, not even near close to your best options, but that's what you're going to hear conventionally. The reason that doctors say that is because that's what doctors have been taught in medical school. Medical schools are largely funded by pharmaceutical companies, and while in medical school, doctors learn a drug-intensive style of treating cancer. And so you hear doctors tell you this, and you tend to believe them because we're taught to believe our doctors. But what I would tell you is don't believe the doctor when they tell you that that's your only treatment options. That's not your only treatment options. There are many treatment options for cancer that are better than chemo, radiation, and surgery. Chemotherapy causes cancer. Radiation has been shown to cause cancer strains that are 30 times more hard to kill than the original cancer strains. Surgery will spread the growth of cancer. All three of those treatments cause cancer worse than they ever have cured it. So those are not your best treatment options, but unfortunately most people don't know that.
Right.
Because they're taught to blindly have faith in their doctor, and their doctors, as altruistic as they might be and as good of an intentions as they might be, they've been taught incorrectly when it comes to the treatment of cancer.
Ty, why don't you explain, first of all, because I found this absolutely fascinating and astonishing, what is the average cancer patient worth to the medical society that treats them nowadays? Just give us an example.
Well, the last figures that I looked at was about a year ago, and it was close to $850,000 between diagnosis time and death.
Wow.
That an average cancer patient in the United States would bring to the drug companies for purchasing the drug, would bring to the doctors for treatments, would bring to the hospitals, the radiation therapists, and so on. Almost $1 million.
Wow. That's unbelievable. And I was talking about in the opening that there are 600,000 people that basically succumb to this disease, every single year. So those numbers are, absolutely staggering. And, it's kind of scary to think that why would you want an actual cure for something that is bringing in that type of revenue? That's a very scary thing to think about. We've got so much to talk about today. People need to be aware of alternative cancer treatments that actually do work. We're going to be talking about those when we come back, and ways in which you can, if you have never experienced cancer within your life, and hopefully that's you listening, then let's find out ways in which we hopefully will never, ever experience the big C. We'll be right back with more of Ty Bollinger, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, Brad King, and Transforming Health, right after this.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
9 different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Transforming Health with Brad King. And if you're just tuning in, we're discussing cancer today, and more importantly, why we don't seem to be winning this war on cancer. And yes, that's the exact same war that was first declared by President Nixon in 1971. It turns out that the real war is being fought against alternative cancer treatments, ones that hold really a lot more promise than a lot of the toxic mainstream treatments, which often cause irreparable damage to the very bodies they are supposed to heal. I mean, cancer patients deserve to know what goes on behind the scenes instead of just being frightened to death, so to speak, into believing that they have no other option than to choose a conventional approach that has been recommended by the very professionals they're really putting all of their trust, their life in. How many times have we heard stories about a cancer patient that was told by their oncologist that if they didn't undergo surgery, if they didn't do radiation, if they didn't take the poisonous chemotherapy immediately, that they would die in no uncertain terms? I mean, why are so many cancer specialists not willing to consider that there are other alternative treatments available that do show incredible promise? I mean, that really is the million-dollar question of today's show. Once again, to help us uncover the lies and the truth behind cancer options, please welcome freedom advocate, cancer researcher, and the author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. Ty, let's talk about this for a second, because first of all, people are led to believe that, you know, for the most part, if they are diagnosed, especially with an advanced form of cancer, let's say stage 3, stage 4, that's it, lights out, go home, get your affairs in order. It does not have to be nearly that way, does it?
No, it doesn't, Brad. It doesn't at all. As a matter of fact, it shouldn't be that way. Unfortunately, it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy at times when you have someone that has advanced cancer and their doctor rushes them into treatment almost immediately. It's often that the treatment will kill them before the cancer does. I am good friends with the Dr. Michael Farley, who used to be a clinical a forensic pathologist for the Department of Justice here in the United States. Part of his job was that he did autopsies on cancer patients. And over the course of his career, he did over 100 autopsies on patients with cancer. And his findings startled me when he told me that not one cancer patient that he ever performed an autopsy on actually died from the cancer itself. The death was always a result of either radiation toxicity or chemotherapy toxicity.
Unbelievable.
In other words, the treatments killed the cancer patients. So cancer does not have to be a death sentence. There are options. But my message to cancer patients is you need to be empowered with knowledge about natural treatments, because that's what is going to bring you back to health. Cancer is not a disease that results from a lack of chemotherapy, and it's not a disease that results from a shortage in radiation. So how can you expect to cure this disease by injecting those things into your body?
Right.
Cancer is a disease of a compromised immune system, and so your treatment protocols need to focus on products that naturally balance the immune system, modulate the immune system, and fortify the immune system so that it can do what it's there for.
Okay, so Ty, I guess the question is, you get these people that, you know, flood into all of these so-called alternative clinics all over the world. You hear about a lot of them in Mexico. Let's face it, they're not You know, there's a lot of alternative treatments out there that don't work, but there are the ones that really do have a lot of efficacious research and anecdotal research behind them. You've done a tremendous amount of that research so that you could, you know, pinpoint the ones that really do have the most effect. But let's talk about the people that, let's say, believe everything their doctor's saying, get scared into those treatments. They do all the treatments. The treatments fail them. We're talking about things like chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and surgery. And then when their doctor says, okay, get your affairs in order, I can't help you anymore, then they go, oh, geez, I'm going to panic now, and now I'm going to look to something alternative. They go
right
to an alternative treatment, and there's a point where alternative treatments, no matter how well they may be received, cannot help someone that's been damaged beyond a certain point behind from conventional therapy. Talk about this for a second.
Yeah, that's true, Brad. That's a good point, because a lot of times, unfortunately, people have been so indoctrinated into the system that they are going to try conventional treatments first. Most of the time, they don't work. Statistics show that the chemotherapy works between 2 and 3% of the time for a 5-year survival rate. So after these treatments are tried and they don't work, oftentimes that's when the patient will go to alternative treatments. And unfortunately, once you've compromised your immune system to such an extent, once you've done 20 rounds of chemo and you've done, 5 or 6 rounds of radiation, and your immune system is shot so much, it's shot to such a point that you cannot recover, then they go to these alternative treatments, and a lot of times they'll go and they'll die. And that gives the medical mafia a chance to say, look, they did conventional, they were doing fine, even though they weren't, and then they went and did alternative, and then they died from it. See, alternative doesn't work. Well, see, that's not a fair analysis. That's not a fair analysis at all of what really happened. The truth of the matter is that the conventional treatments a lot of times kill folks that then go on and try an alternative treatment, but it's not that the alternative treatment doesn't work. It's that at that point their immune systems were so compromised by the conventional treatments that nothing would have worked at that point.
So, Ty, let's talk about some of the, you know, most serious side effects that people, let's just say the people that are listening are intrigued by what you're saying, but at the same time, they're still convinced that, no, I absolutely want to do that round of chemotherapy because I believe so wholeheartedly in my doctor. What can they expect? Because are they being told the complete truth of what to expect from some of those very toxic treatments?
I'm not certain. It depends on the doctor, I suppose. But I know that they are going to be rushed into chemotherapy and they're going to be rushed into radiation, regardless of whether the doctor is going to actually tell them the side effects. And a lot of times the doctors themselves may not know the deleterious side effects of those chemo drugs. I mean, if you look at a drug like tamoxifen for breast cancer, the most popular drug that's prescribed for breast cancer, in 1996, the World Health Organization declared tamoxifen to be a known class 1 carcinogen. In other words, they declared it to be one of the most potent cancer-causing agents that we know of. Yet that is the number one prescribed treatment for breast cancer. So my question is, how can you treat a disease like cancer that's caused by a compromised immune system with a drug like tamoxifen that further compromises the immune system and is a known cancer causer? That makes no sense. What kind of warped logic do you have to go through? What kind of mental hula hoops do you have to jump through to believe that a drug that causes cancer can cure cancer? I don't understand.
Yeah, that makes no sense. And you know, when we're on that subject of tamoxifen, you know, there are actually side-by-side comparisons of tamoxifen with natural compounds that work, you know, very close along that same biochemical pathway, because tamoxifen is affecting supposedly very, very dangerous forms of estrogen that are implicated in a lot of hormonally related cancers. We're talking about the 16-alpha-hydroxyestrones, and yet cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower and bok choy and cabbage that contain things called indoles can do very much the same thing without any side effects. So, you know, do you talk about that in your book?
I do. I talk about a lot of those, about a lot of the natural phyto treatments, I guess, for lack of a better word, for cancer. The vegetables, the broccolis, the cauliflower, the different chemicals that they contain that naturally fight cancers. The problem that we're facing, Brad, is that broccoli and cauliflower are a lot cheaper than tamoxifen. And so it's going to be hard to send that son or daughter to Harvard, and it's going to be hard to make your million-dollar house payment by telling a cancer patient that instead of taking tamoxifen, maybe they should go eat more broccoli and cauliflower in their diet.
Right. So let's talk about this, and then what we'll do is we'll lead into the second half of the show, because we've only got a couple of minutes left in this segment, and I want to just kind of segue into what we're going to be talking about next, and that is, you know, why are we in this position we're in, you know, to begin with? Like, what, you know, here you're talking about we need to take these nutrients to bolster our immune system. And, you know, why is it like that? Why are we experiencing diseases like cancer and heart disease and diabetes? I mean, because they're all kind of interrelated when you really think about it. Why do we need to take things to bolster our immune system? Why are we not just healthy as we are?
Good question. Do we want to talk about it now or wait till after the break?
No, let's talk a little bit about it. Okay. And we'll just carry it into the next segment.
Sure. Great question, because that is the heart of the issue. Why is it important that we take these immune supplements today, that we watch our diet so closely? The reason is, Brad, we're being bombarded with so many toxins in our air, in our water, in our food, that our immune systems are in a constant state of being compromised because of the toxicities, the environmental toxicities. I believe it was a study that was done at Harvard, but it may have been Cornell. I cannot remember which of the two colleges, but indicated that up to 75% of cancers are caused by environmental toxicity. If you compare the cancer rate in 1900 with the cancer rate in 2010, the World Health Organization said that one in three women and one in two men that are alive today will face a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime. That's from the WHO. In the year 1900, estimates anywhere from 1 in 40 to 1 in 80 people were diagnosed with cancer. That's a huge increase in 100 years. And if you look at what has happened in 100 years, the Industrial Revolution here, we are reaping the benefits of all of the toxicities that are being produced in our skies and in our water and our foods. The pesticides on our foods, the plastics that are leaching into the waters, the fluoride, the arsenic, the vaccinations that are contaminated with heavy metals. I mean, you name it.
Right.
We could do a whole show on just the toxicities that are compromising our immune systems today that did not compromise the immune system 100 years ago, and that is the heart of the cancer epidemic, in my opinion.
Okay, so Ty, so you're saying that is the major contributor. I mean, obviously, we've got lifestyle choices, we've got, you know, stress, we've got lack of exercise, we've got poor diet, but you're saying, you know, we're being bombarded with all these toxins and our immune system really doesn't stand a chance because at the same time, we aren't eating well and we're eating crappy and we're not getting enough sleep and we're exposing ourselves to fake light and we're, you know, we have the electromagnetic pollution like cell phones and all of those around us like we've never had before. And I just want to end the segment with one thing based on what you said. Cornell University did put out a study a few years ago, and they estimated that 40% of world deaths, this is from all causes, can now be attributed to various environmental factors, especially chemical pollutants like pesticides. And there was also another study that you're probably very aware of where 177 different kinds of organochlorine residues, those are pesticides, by the way, that can be detected in the average middle-aged North American. And one more thing to think about, which is still the healthiest way to feed your child, and that's breast milk, human breast milk, obviously. 99% of human breast milk contains these PCBs, 25% contains concentrations that exceed the legal limit of 2.5 parts per million. So you can imagine, if you could actually commercially sell mother's breast milk at your local store, it would be too contaminated to be bottled and sold, and that's the level of these contaminants, and yet no mother would ever intentionally harm her child. These things are around us and in us, and we need to do things to get rid of them and to strengthen the body. We're going to be talking about that next. Get your pen and paper out. Ty is going to be giving you some of the most researched nutrients that have the most effect on protecting the body against things like cancer. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action, to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the second half of Transforming Health with Brad King. And if you're not already on Facebook, or if you haven't actually joined our page, which is Transforming Health with Brad King on Facebook, please go ahead and do so, because we give you updates on all these incredible guests that we have on the show and all health-related information. You can ask questions now on that page, and I'll get back to you personally. And we're going to be doing giveaways and all sorts of amazing things. So once again, on Facebook, Transforming Health with Brad King, and join that growing number of, I think we've got close to 30,000 people that are part of that page now, so it's absolutely fantastic. You know, there's evidence that there are literally hundreds of alternative cancer treatments that are available, and most of them would be considered to be alternative, and a handful are believed to be highly effective with minimal, if any, damage, unlike their conventional counterparts. So why have the majority of cancer patients who are faced with making a life or death decision, why have they never heard about them? Or worse yet, why are they immediately shot down by the medical profession when someone questions their efficacy? I mean, if you were diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, wouldn't you want to explore more than one option? I'm just saying. I mean, the majority of the medical establishment is against alternative cancer treatments because they, for the most part, they're taught to believe that disease can only be treated through surgery or drugs, which makes absolutely no sense. This is one of the main reasons most doctors are convinced that the only viable treatments for cancer are chemo, surgery, and radiation, what today's guest calls the big three. It's not as if doctors are out to get us or are trying to intentionally harm us. Let's make that, you know, very clear right now. But, you know, our belief systems really do define us. So if a doctor is only recommending a conventional medical approach to cancer treatment, it's because he or she believes that this is your only option. We've got to hope that that is absolutely true. Today's guest has made it his life mission to share a remarkable discovery he made during years of research for his book. The vast majority of all diseases, including cancer, can be easily prevented and even cured without drugs or surgery. Once again, please welcome freedom advocate, cancer researcher, and author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. Ty, let me throw something at you that I don't think we've ever spoken about before, and this is really has to do with the power of the mind. And someone I'm very close to, someone in her family is actually has just been diagnosed with a very advanced form of cancer. And you know, he's one of these people, from what I understand, that was relatively open to exploring alternative types of therapies, but for some reason he just seems to be very closed off now. But he also happens to be a very spiritual person. He has an extremely strong belief system, and he's going to be undergoing a great deal of conventional therapy, like chemotherapy. What are the chances of someone like that, that is not really willing to look at anything alternative, and yet has this really profound belief system where he actually truly believes that the conventional approach is going to save his life? What do you have to say about the power of belief?
Well, that's a good one. I mean, you know, I could see where the faith in the medical system, the faith in those treatments would be calming to him. And I know there is good evidence to show how the element of unbelief and the element of stress does play into the cancer metastasizing and spreading. Okay, because the stress will compromise an immune system. There's no doubt. There's been empirical research done on that. However, you know, faith in the medical system, regardless of whether you believe it or not, the bottom line is those treatments will compromise his immune system. And so he can believe all he wants that those are going to help. I'm afraid that he's going to be sadly mistaken and sadly disappointed in the conventional treatments. He can believe wholeheartedly in something that's a lie, and it's still a lie. And the bottom line is those conventional treatments are going to compromise his immune system. Now he may be better off than somebody that goes in that's all worried and is very stressed.
Right.
So don't get me wrong there. But I'm saying, as far as a long-term solution, that is not a long-term solution, because whether you believe in chemotherapy and radiation or not, whether you believe they will help you or not, the bottom line is those chemicals that are being delivered into your body and that radiation that's being delivered to your body that damages your cells and damages your DNA will damage your DNA and will damage your cells and will compromise your immune system, whether you believe in it or not.
So Ty, then answer this question to the unbelievers out there, where, you know, we hear, this is written all the time, we hear about oncologists doing press releases and saying, you know, all of these alternative quacks don't know what the heck they're talking about. Chemotherapy, what do you mean it has a very low success rate? We have better and better treatments, better and better forms of chemotherapy, and there is higher and higher success rates. What's the truth? What have you found out of truly, how many people is chemotherapy really helping?
Okay, yeah, I'll answer that in a couple of ways. First of all, the study that I cite quite often is the study that was done in 2005 at the Royal Sydney Cancer Center in Sydney, Australia. They looked at hundreds of patients, I think it was 20-plus different strains of cancer, and they looked at the effectiveness of chemotherapy at a five-year survival rate. In Australia, that was 2.1% effective. Chemotherapy was 2.1% effective. And in the United States, it was 2.3% effective. Now, this was a study that was published in the National Institutes of Health. So this is a very reputable study. So there's one study. Another thing I want people to remember is that doctors and oncologists, they get most of their continuing education, they get all of their updated medical information from medical journals. Medical journals are funded 90% plus by pharmaceutical companies, and they're funded and those journals are going to always skew medicine to a drug favorable perspective, because their largest advertisers, over 90% of their funding, comes from the drug companies. Now, that's something else to consider when you look at where they get their information. So they're not bad people. They're just quoting information that comes from an unreliable source,
and
that's the medical
people.
Journals. Go ahead.
And they're business people in the end, Ty.
They are, and they are... Their job is to report earnings per share to their shareholders. And so when Pfizer comes out with a new drug, their job is to make it profitable so that they can report earnings per share to their shareholders and they can all make more money.
Okay,
that's
so Ty, let me ask you this
works.
Question. Are there any cancers that it would be a little more advisable to undergo something like chemotherapy, where it does have a higher success rate, because we're throwing a number out there, 2-3% success, which, I mean, let's face it, if you were to go and see a doctor and he was to sell you a natural pill and then he said to you, oh, by the way, there's only about a 3% success rate to this pill, you'd be, okay, well, whatever, show me something else. You wouldn't be interested.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. So
right.
What about, there must be some cancer, one or two out of all the cancers that we know of, that conventional therapy may be able to help. Is that true or not?
You know, if you have somebody like Lance Armstrong who had testicular cancer, they treated it with radiation and it was successful. That is the aberration. That's not the norm, but that it does work sometimes. Radiation will sometimes work with something like with a testicular cancer, because the testes are out from the body, right? They're not an internal organ, and so it's a lot easier to concentrate the radiation there as opposed to an internal organ.
Okay,
that's one instance where a conventional treatment did work. Here's something that, though, before we get on to that, let me bring to bear kind of the way that these statistics work. There's an old quote that I've heard. There's lies, there's darn lies, and then there's statistics. You can make statistics prove anything you want. Here's what the cancer industry has done with chemotherapy drugs to make the physicians believe that they're effective when they're not. Used to, the survival rate was, they would look at a 15-year survival rate, and then they dropped it to 10 years, and now it's a 5-year survival rate. Here's what the cancer industry will typically do with a chemotherapy drug. Let's say you're being treated with a certain chemotherapy drug and you have breast cancer that's perhaps metastasized to the bones and maybe to the lungs. And then over time, you die from, let's say that they, on the death certificate, it says that breast cancer is the cause of death. Well, what the cancer industry will do with your death is you will be a death from breast cancer, but you will be a success for that chemotherapy drug for bone cancer and lung cancer, because the death certificate did not say that you died from bone cancer or lung cancer. So despite the fact that you're still 6 feet under, those statistics say that that particular cancer drug worked for bone cancer and lung cancer, even though the patient died.
And wow.
They died from breast cancer.
That is,
you can't believe.
And yeah, that, you're right. That does happen. And also, I think one of the biggest problems is that a lot of these drug companies and a lot of these, you know, so-called medical cartels, if you will, when they put together a press release and send it to the media, something like Fox News, you know, they don't dissect it. They don't look at all of the actual research themselves. They pretty much read those things verbatim, don't they?
The FDA does not even have any kind of an evaluation process for the studies that are done or the press releases. They trust the drug companies to do their own studies and their own press releases. There is no evaluation that takes place.
Wow.
And so the drug companies come out with a press release for their drug, the FDA rubber stamps it, and then they go with it. They roll with it. You're familiar with the study or the studies that were done or not done. But I guess better to describe it by Dr. Scott Rubin back 2 years ago, who was on the Pfizer Speakers Bureau. He was involved with studies for Celebrex approval, and he headed the studies for Vioxx. It later turns out that he falsified all the results for these studies in order to get those two drugs approved. Vioxx has contributed to the death of over 50,000 people, yet he falsified the studies.
Unbelievable.
These studies were then repeated over and over and over in medical journals, and they were taught as gospel truth when actually no patient had ever been evaluated for these drugs.
Unbelievable. You know what? We're going to go out right now. We're going to come back for a final segment. I want as much time as possible, and I promise you we're going to get right off the bat. We're going to be talking about some of the treatments that Ty has looked into and researched and evaluated to be the most efficacious ones out there with the least amount of side effects. Some of them have no side effects whatsoever. And we'll talk about some of his favorite nutrients and also what do we need to do to protect ourselves so that if we don't have cancer, we won't get cancer. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, as I mentioned in the opening of the show, there's a fresh supply of oxygen is no friend to cancer, and this is where proper exercise really is no longer an option. High-impact cardio actually allows for fresh oxygen to circulate throughout 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body, and resistance exercise like weight training allows for a higher percentage of lean body mass, which actually requires the construction of new blood vessels to support the new tissue, which means even more oxygen. Exercise is a proven way to deliver rich oxygen to every cell in your body, which counteracts things like cancer. And by the way, research shows that exercise is also helpful if you are recovering from cancer. Once again, please welcome back the author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. I hope you have your pens and your pad of paper ready because we're going to get into it right now. Ty, let's talk about, in your book, you run through a full gamut of cancer treatments that actually show incredible promise. What are some of your most favorite ones, your favorite ones, but the ones obviously that have the highest success rate?
Yeah, I can tell you, by far the one that has had the highest success rate with me personally with cancer patients is called Life One. It's in my book, LifeOne. And it's an herbal supplement. Basically, it's got 8 or 9 different medicinal herbs. It's in a liposome base, a base of fat, so that it is not digested by the bacteria in your stomach, and it goes directly to your lymphatic system. It contains nutrients like chrysin, resveratrol, turmeric, quercetin, green tea extract, selenium, Coriolis vesicolor, and so on. It's an amazing supplement, and I've seen it cure terminal cancer patients with brain cancer, with pancreatic cancer, with metastasized lung cancer, and so on. So that's an amazing one.
Okay,
you can
so
learn
life
all about
one.
That
what's another one of your favorites?
Another one of my favorite is actually apricot seeds, vitamin B17. I talk about that a lot in the book, and it was
so Laetrile.
Laetrile, yeah, Laetrile. It's found in apricot seeds, and it actually the way that Laetrile kills cancer cells is actually amazing. It's almost like God's natural cancer treatment because of the way that it acts on your cancer cells. Do you have a moment for me to go into that, or do you want to go to something else?
No, Lou, you know what? I want to get to as many of these things as possible, and I know you and I have spoken about this poly-MVA before that a lot of oncologists are actually recommending and using, both with conventional therapies like low-dose chemotherapy, but also on its own. What's your take on poly-MVA? Because I know you didn't talk about it in your last book.
Yeah, poly-MVA is a great supplement as well. The actions are very similar to what I described with Life One. It's a kind of a combination of minerals and vitamins and amino acids. And basically what it does is that you were talking about earlier in the show, the cellular communication. And what it does is it helps to improve cellular communication. Poly-MVA is actually made from an extract from mushrooms, the medicinal mushrooms, the beta-glucans and medicinal mushrooms. And so it is a great immune modulating supplement as well. So I love poly-MVA, and I'm going to be including a section on the beta glucan in the next edition of the book.
Yeah, beta glucan's phenomenal. Poly-MVA is more of a mineral type of supplement because it's patented, right? It's got the palladium.
Yeah.
lipoic acid. I think what it does, which is why it's so successful, is it actually forces a cancer cell to use more oxygen, which doesn't allow the cancer cell to be able to survive as it normally would. So what about inositol hexaphosphate, or IP6?
Yeah, IP6 is great. I talk about that in the book, too. It's basically composed of one of the B vitamins, which is an inositol, and it's bound with six molecules of phosphorus. So that's why it's called inositol hexaphosphate, if you're looking at the Latin root. But anyway, it's one of the most effective natural cancer fighters because of the fact that IP6 is another word for inositol hexaphosphate. IP6, easier to say. IP6 selectively removes iron from cancer cells. And so basically this effectively deprives them of one of their primary growth factors. But it does not remove the iron from the red blood cells, which are tightly bound to hemoglobin. So unlike cancer drugs, which affect healthy and unhealthy cells, the chemotherapy will target healthy and cancerous cells. The IP6 only targets cancer cells, so it's has a very low toxicity.
And that would be very much like the B17 or the Laetril as well.
Exactly, because of the way that Laetril works, it only targets cancer cells because of the way that the unlocking mechanism in our bodies works to unlock the hydrogen cyanide and the benzaldehyde in the Laetril.
Right,
and the
poly-MVA, same thing. It doesn't cause healthy cells to basically self-destruct. It's forcing cancer cells to self-destruct because they can't use their normal metabolic pathway. When you talk about something like IP6, just very quickly, about removing iron, bacteria thrives on iron. So would it not also be good for anything that would be related to bacterial infections?
Oh, yes, it would. Yeah, it would. That would be an excellent. As a matter of fact, I take IP6 every day. It's just as an everyday supplement.
Okay, what do you recommend for people to take as an everyday supplement too? Because we were talking about bolstering our immune system, or really, I like the word modulating, because in today's day and age, we've also got the autoimmune disorders where the immune system is just going nuts and basically can't protect us against everything. So what are some of the supplements that you'd recommend that you've researched to be very powerful modulators of our immune system?
Yeah, great question. I can kind of go through what I take on a daily basis, and that'll give you a tip off on what
Absolutely.
I think is important. Yeah, my family, every day we take Life One, the supplement that I was telling you about earlier, Life One, as a immune modulator, as an immune stimulator, and as just a daily supplement to keep us healthy. Even though it is a great cancer treatment, it's also a great everyday supplement in lower doses. We also take Carnivora, which is the pure extract from the Venus flytrap, which is an amazing immunomodulator. And the story behind Carnivora is amazing in and of itself. I won't go into that. We don't have a lot of time left, but we do take Carnivora. We also take turmeric.
Turmeric, so curcumin, but the active
curcumin
component.
Right, yep. So we take turmeric every day. We'll take a resveratrol extract.
Let me ask you about the turmeric for a second, because turmeric is not absorbed very well in the body. So how do you ensure that the turmeric you're taking is actually getting in the body?
What is the missing ingredient with turmeric? Why is it not absorbed?
Turmeric is a very large molecule, so what they found is they have to make it more bioavailable, more soluble. They incorporate it with things like bioperine, which is a black pepper extract, which forces more of the active components into the body. And that's why we're seeing, bioactive forms of turmeric, because once again, turmeric, you need higher and higher dosages to get a relatively small amount normally into the body.
Yeah, good question. I'll have to look at that to see what is in this. It's a turmeric extract that is recommended by Dr. Mercola. So one of the reasons that we buy it is because it claims to be better absorbed than the other extracts, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, if it's recommended by someone like Dr. Mercola, it probably is a bioactive form.
Yeah, I'm not certain what they include in it that ensures that, though. That's a good question.
Okay, and what other supplements?
Yeah, I take vitamin B17 every day. Actually, it's in a pill form. You can take Laetril. You can get Laetril from apricot seeds and apple seeds, but I just take the pill. You can't sell it in the United States, but you actually can buy it from Mexico, and they'll deliver it to you. So we take that every day.
Interesting. What about things like coenzyme Q10?
Yep. We take that. Actually, it's called Ubiquinol, which is, and it's another product by Dr. Mercola that we take, Ubiquinol, which is a form of CoQ10.
And what you were talking about, you seem to be very, very heavy on the beta-glucan, which comes from the medicinal mushrooms. Tell us about that. Do you take a medicinal mushroom formula as well?
We do. We do beta-glucan. It's called beta-glucan 1,3 or something like that. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah. Or beta-1,3,6 glucan.
Yeah. So we take that. What else? I'm trying to think what else we do. Of course, we take the vitamin C, the vitamin A, the vitamin B. We take a supplement called Supreme B, which is all the B vitamins in a liquid form in a liposomal base, so it gets delivery to your lymphatic system.
Right.
We take
that
every day.
So basically, what you want to do is you want to get a very high-quality multivitamin with, if you can, activated B vitamins so the body can use them more effectively. I would highly urge, and I'm actually going to send you a bottle of this, Ty. I want you to see, we actually put one together called the Ultimate Multi Maximum Daily performance, because it's actually activated. Everything in it is natural and activated. The mushrooms, I'm a big believer in the medicinal mushrooms, multi-mushrooms. Purica is a company actually that puts out a really good medicinal mushroom formula as well. And things like whey protein, very high quality, high alpha lactalbumin whey has been shown to, as a matter of fact, be very powerful against cancer, because oncologists actually, or oncology researchers, have named this Hamlet, which is human alpha-lactalbumin that's actually made lethal to tumor cells because it's so effective. So there are so many things. The book is called Cancer Step Outside the Box. Please do yourself a favor. Look at this book. Purchase the book. Buy it for a friend. I mean, once again, one in two people within the next 10 to 20 years will experience cancer. We all have someone, if it's not ourselves, someone within our family that has experienced cancer. So let's learn about ways in which we can ward off cancer and also treat cancer with the least amount of invasiveness as possible. It's not just about getting rid of one disease, so to speak. It's about living our lives, like truly living, not just existing. What's the point? The guest today is Ty Bollinger. Ty, once again, I want to thank you so much for being my guest. How can people get more information on you, the book, and all the wonderful things you do?
Yeah, great. Thank you so much, Brad. I've really enjoyed it, too. I'd love to do this again. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. People can get my information at my website, www.cancertruth.net. You can go there. You can get all the information you want. I've got archived newsletters and so on going back a couple years. You can get all the information you need at cancertruth.net. Thanks again, Brad.
No problem. I'll be posting that on Facebook on Transforming Health with Brad King. Go out. Have yourself an unbelievable week. You know where to find us next week. Same time, same place. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.